just kind of how do you feel to be back, and you know, kind of what was the, how would you describe the atmosphere in the room?
First off, I'm extremely happy to be back. I was in Atlanta majority of the off season, but then I came back a week early because I just need a change of environment. And then coming up here, I seen all the snow. I kind of second guessed it when I got here because I was like, oh man, all the snow on the ground. But other than that, it's great to be back. I'm ready to get started. And for as far as the atmosphere in the room, everybody was eager. Like, we was in the meetings like 10 minutes before the meeting was supposed to even start. And I just feel like the atmosphere is good.
What was your reaction? You know, obviously, it's been every year changes, new coaching staff changes come in. And what was your reaction when you found out that George had been let go and they're moving out there?
Really, I found out from George himself. I was pretty much asleep. My wife was like, George has called you. And I called him back, and he was like, yeah, my time in Buffalo is done. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, it's really come to an end. He was like, no worries on my end. He was pretty confident he'll land on his feet somewhere. And I just told him from one player to another, I was like, thank you for all that you taught me and how you helped me grow as a player and as a professional in this league.
Obviously, this is creates an opportunity for everybody on the roster, you included. You know, how
right.
Do you view that, your chance to step up, and, you know, I'm sure you're hoping that you can replace
him. Yeah, I see it's an extremely great opportunity. I'm going to take it full stride. My confidence is pretty much through the roof right now. I just always come in with the attitude of working and getting better. And like you said, it's an opportunity that I plan on seizing.
You got to play, obviously, last year. They worked you in there really throughout the year. What did that do for you, and how did you think it went?
It helped develop me more as a player, helped my confidence grow with my communications, as far as being able to talk to everybody out on the field and whatnot. So going into my third year, my confidence is very well rounded. And I'm, like I said, I'm just ready to get started.
Given the fact that, you know, this defense has lost some respected veterans with, you know, Terrence and George and Chris Kelce, they're putting a lot of faith on, you know, especially in the back end of the defense, on the younger players. Do you see yourself having to emerge in some kind of a leadership role at some point and develop that quality as well, because so much experience has been lost?
Yeah, I see it, especially going into my third year. You're not the rookie no more. You're not the second year guy. So you have bigger shoes to fill. Like I said, with George leaving, I just took it upon myself to be a more of a leader, to help out back there. We're getting Bird back. I see it as a great thing. You still have two guys that's familiar with working with each other. So, I mean, that's good. And I believe with me and him working together, it could give the corners on the outside more confidence because they know they got two guys that's been back there before.
After two seasons in the league and, you know, getting to really actually contribute last year, you know, what do you see as sort of, from a football standpoint, the best things that you can bring to the table?
I feel like I bring a guy that's been there before like you said, having 2 years up under my belt, and being able to be out on the field a lot last year, and even I started three games my rookie year. I have that experience that's pretty much needed back there. And then with a guy like Bird back there, with both of us together, we play off each other, and we able to help each other, and also we'll be able to help the guys around us.
How about, you know, obviously Bird is sort of the quintessential center fielder, you know, back there, awesome range, you know, the teams like guys, you know, be versatile. You know, how do you feel about your, you know, coverage in the back end and being able to kind of play the back end and play off? You know,
playing in the back end is pretty fun, but I'm more comfortable close to the line of scrimmage. I always told Bird, if I call him Airman, because he's always back there roaming, and then he just called me the ground guy because I like to be up close and I like to be the enforcer close to the box. So, but both of us being interchangeable is very good. I could play the deep middle if I have to, and he could play up close to the line of scrimmage if he has to. Right.
You know, what do you know about Mike Pettine's defense, or what has he told you, and, you know, about the way they really utilize safeties there?
What I've noticed is that there's really no strong and free safety because both safeties are interchangeable, and I hope to continue that here. To be able to play both, it'll help, and it won't let the quarterback know which is which, because the quarterback himself will know that either of us could do either job.
Hey, DeMarcus, what are they doing with the playbook? They gave you guys iPads today? What's that all about?
It's the first for me. I thought we was going to get the thick binders again. I walked in, it was a table, and they was like, stop right here, pick up your book bag and pick up your iPad. And I was like, what iPad? I wish they would have gave us this my rookie year. I wouldn't have to buy an iPad. So, but it's fun. I'm just going to go home and play around with it now.
What are they going to do with that? That's how you'll get the game plan every week? Or
I think so. I would hope so I won't have to find out what to do with all those papers that I get to put in that binder.